Many people like to visit the coast to enjoy long walks on the beach, but when the sand on the beach threatens to overrun your house and your driveway, it might not seem so romantic anymore. Some Oregon coastal communities want to form a new type of governmental agency just to deal with the problem of too much sand. Correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
I'm standing on the beach in Bayshore, Oregon, and the Pacific Ocean is literally lapping at my feet right now. And as I turn and look about 500 feet inland, I can see a row of houses, but I can only see the roofs of most of the houses because there are giant sand dunes that have formed in between here and the houses, dunes that weren't here when this neighborhood was developed in the 1960s.
It's been a real problem for a long time.
And Marcella Bradawe says it's not simply a problem of beachfront views disappearing behind a mountain of sand. Bradawe is president of the local homeowners association. She says winter storms blow sand inland, piling it up to the eaves of some houses, covering driveways and even roads. That's a concern for emergency responders. But Bradawe says no one here is surprised by any of this.
They know it when they move there, so it's not like they are tricked or anything. It's obvious that there is a sand issue there.
The sand spit, like sand spits do, it wants to move.
Anno Husing is with the Lincoln County Planning Department. Bayshore is unincorporated, so locals turn to the county when issues like this come up. And Husing has learned a lot about sand over the years.
I've been called the Sandman, among other things.
Bayshore residents aren't always happy with the options Husing gives them. In the old days, local construction companies would gladly remove the sand to use as raw material in building projects. These days, a web of state and federal regulations governs sand management. So Husing says it isn't that no one knows how to get rid of the stuff.
Sand is a very nice medium to move around. You know, you get a big couple pieces of equipment, you can move a lot of sand very quickly.
And a lot of that sand will blow right back during the next storm. Long-term solutions involve moving the sand to lower elevations along the beach, planting beach grass, or installing fences similar to what are used to control snowdrifts in other parts of the Northwest. The county says it can't bankroll a project that will only benefit a handful of its residents. That's why the community wants to form what would be Oregon's first sand control district. It would be a taxing body that exists solely to manage sand. It's possible thanks to a law approved earlier this year by Oregon lawmakers, but not everyone in Bayshore wants to be a part of it. Rhonda Jansen lives about a half block inland. That's enough to put her house outside the big sandy mess.
Anytime this area gets in the paper, it becomes like a National Enquirer scandal sheet, and it's like, oh, everybody here has a sand problem, which is not the case. It's just one street.
The exact boundaries of the sand control district are still being determined. It would have to be approved by voters within its boundaries. But Cameron LaFollette of the Oregon Coast Alliance says Bayshore residents shouldn't limit the new district just to people with sand up to their windows.
The ocean and the shore are so dynamic. And what I do on my property is almost certainly going to affect your property, even if you're at the other end of the beach. And it might not affect it this year, but it might affect it 3 years from now when we have a big storm.
LaFollette says many of the homes in Bayshore probably shouldn't have been built in the first place. And that brings up this odd footnote. Bayshore exists thanks in part to singer Pat Boone.
On a day like today.
Boone invested in a company that helped develop the community. A hotel there bore his name for many years. One of Boone's big hits, a song called Love Letters in the Sand. I'm Chris Lehman in Bayshore, Oregon.
How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love.